You're listening to Inside CHSL, the official podcast of the Detroit Catholic High School League. Inside CHSL is proudly sponsored by Alliance Catholic Credit Union. Here are your hosts, Brendan Johnson and Jeremy Otto.
And welcome to another episode of Inside CHSL, the official podcast of the Detroit Catholic High School League. Brendan Johnson with you, just solo this week. Jeremy Otto out. He'll be back next week. But just me for this week's episode of Inside CHSL. As we get started here, as always, make sure you follow us on our social media pages, specifically on X, formerly known as Twitter, at @inside_CHSL. And of course, the Catholic High School League page at CHSL1926. While you're doing that, as we get settled into this week's episode, go ahead, click that subscribe button, get the podcast directly to your phone, to your email, whatever device you're listening to this podcast on, and you listen each week. If you click that subscribe button, it will generate that automatic notification every time a new episode is released. And feel free to throw us a rating and a review as well. Help promote the podcast and build up our audience as we continue to promote the great schools and student athletes and coaches and overall communities of the Detroit Catholic High School League. And as we settle in this week, we take a look at our CHSL rewind, and we start with the wrestling state championships for the third time in a row, the ninth time in 11 years. Detroit Catholic Central has won a wrestling state championship. So congratulations to the Shamrocks, continuing to be the one of the most dominant programs in any sport across the state of Michigan. Detroit Catholic Central wrestling, it's almost a shoo-in. Well, CC's going to win the state title, or they're going to be right in the mix for it. They do it again this year. So congratulations to the Shamrocks on their state championship. We also had a couple Catholic League championships last week as well. We mentioned on last week's episode of the podcast that we had both the Cardinal and St. Anne championships coming up for girls basketball. And just to take a look at how things played out, we start with the Cardinal Division. St. Catherine of Siena defeated Cabrini 67-41. And in the St. Anne Championship, Everest defeated Leggett 41-20. Everest in the St. Anne Championships, just kind of a fun fact, both boys and girls defeated Leggett in those Catholic League Championship games. So congratulations to Everest Collegiate on their success and their championships, as well as St. Catherine of Siena. And that's kind of the focus of this week's episode. We've talked a lot about the boys basketball divisions. The playoffs are now underway for boys basketball. We had the girls Bishop championships. We've talked a lot about those teams. And this week, we want to make sure we give some great coverage to both the Cardinal division and St. Anne's division of our girls basketball Catholic League division. So, as we get going with that, we're so excited to have Coach Erin Van Wagner on from Everest Collegiate. She's going to join me next. And following that, Coach David Scown joins the podcast. He's head coach at St. Catherine of Siena. Both of those interviews, they're coming up next here on Inside CHSL.
EA Graphics has been serving the Catholic community with screen-printed and embroidered sportswear since 1974. EA Graphics is one of the largest hot market printers in the United States. We are excited to have them as the official championship apparel supplier of the Catholic League. Visit the CHSL EA Graphics website at chslegraphics.com.
And Coach, thanks so much for joining us here on Inside CHSL. And as we start, just want to say congratulations. What an exciting season for you and the Everest Collegiate Mountaineers, winning the league title, I believe the first time since 2013, and then for the second year in a row, winning the St. Anne's Division Catholic League Championship. A couple of fantastic accomplishments with still so much of your season to go, but congratulations and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
So talk about what those championships, obviously winning for any program is a pillar of ultimate success, right? But talk about what that league title and then going on to win a second in a row Catholic League championship, what that means for your program, for the girls on your team and your school community.
I think last year, last year I had four juniors and this year I'm sorry, I had five juniors, and four of those returned as seniors this year. And I think last year we were pretty disappointed. We split with Cranbrook, so we ended up letting it slip by. We won the Catholic League championship, but we lost the league title. So we were kind of disappointed with that in the season. And we just came back really hungry this year to go and get that. So they did that very well. I think that having a strong senior class, you know, we have our point guard, Erica Walker, and then our center, Sarah Bradley. They just have been instrumental, and they played together since third grade. So they're a huge part of our success in terms of just their ability to communicate on the floor and, you know, see each other. Some of the passes that they make are just really impressive. And then we have two other seniors that have played with them as well, Abby Legg and Grace Groves. And so to have that cohesive unit just going in as a senior class has really been pivotal in our success, I would say, this year. And their determination is just, I honestly described it as unmatchable. I mean, they won the state title in volleyball this year. And I think they took a day off and then just came rolling into basketball quickly with the same enthusiasm. And it just carried on into our season, and just it's been a fun, contagious, positive, competitive year. And we're all excited about that and really enjoying the ride.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that, that challenge of having the girls. So, you know, for context, and I helped coach the boys at Gabriel Richard Riverview, and our football team played in the state finals. And then we played a basketball game the next day. Right. And I know that it was a challenge to get just some of our guys caught up. For you and having the girls and winning a state championship, coming off of A, that momentum, but B, not having the opportunity to have much practice with them before getting into competition, being a couple weeks, you know, call it behind from having your full team together as they were going through that run. What were the challenges presented with that? And how did you guys overcome it?
Yeah, that was definitely challenging. I think we had a double scrimmage lined up the day before the Thanksgiving break. So I think those volleyball girls, they practiced one day. And then we went into the scrimmage kind of blind. I mean, we had been practicing 2 weeks with the rest of the team, but the majority of my team was volleyball players. So, but we did well in that scrimmage. It was between Oxford and Rochester, and we did well. And I think that kind of, you know, just set the bar high to start. Like, okay, we haven't even practiced, and we did some really good things. So I think that they were really enthusiastic just coming straight into it. So that actually wasn't a disadvantage this year. I think since they've moved the girls, I've been coaching a long time. So since they've moved the girls from the fall to the winter, I think our bigger challenge is the breaks that it hits. I mean, it hits, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and winter break. And it just seems like every time you're in really, really good shape, you take it.
Yes. And you take those few days off, and then everything resets. Yes. You take 2-3 days off, and it's almost like you have to restart all over again.
Yes. So that's the bigger challenge, I think, for us is keeping the momentum. And naturally, I think boys have a little bit different of a competitive nature of them. I mean, girls do too, don't get me wrong, but even the most even-keeled girls are very tired during the season because it's long, it's grueling. Mm-hmm. And so I think keeping our focus, you know, we've kind of just broke our season down into small goals as we go, you know, preseason and then the Catholic League and then the Catholic League Championship and now going into the district. And so keeping it simple and just setting like short-term goals, I think, has helped us stay focused and, you know, just stay on track.
For sure. Talk about last year. You have junior heavy team that loses in the regional final. And with them balancing playing volleyball through the off season, just the preparation going into the year to get everybody collectively on the same page to have that mindset to, you know, to want to get back to that point and beyond. Just talk about having those seniors then or seniors to be leading all of that off season preparation through summer, things like that. While balancing competitive volleyball, you know, going into the year.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you know, if you've coached at a small school, a lot of our sports, you know, they depend on kids playing three sports. And I think sometimes larger schools, you know, the competitive edge of the nature of their sports, students are only allowed to participate in one because they have to do that off season prep. And we really have a, I would say like an exceptional, like beautiful culture at Everset. All of our kids typically do play 2 to 3 sports. So they just roll. And we work really well as, you know, as coaches, like just to say, if they're doing something, they're doing something, you know, they're not sitting on their couch. And so I would say off season, we kept it pretty simple. You know, we played some open gyms. We do some morning workouts, but for the most part, we just like allow them to play the sport that they want to play at that time. And it works out well. I do think losing to Kingston the last 2 years, I think that we're hungry for a possible matchup in the regional for sure.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about your playoff journey, if you will. What does your district look like? And should you come out of your district, what do you anticipate to see in the regional?
Yeah, so next week we have districts up at Dryden High School. And we'll most likely see Genesee Christian in the final, and they are very tough. They're a tough team this year. They're well balanced, and I would say that they match up with us really well. So that's going to be a great matchup for the district final. And the winner of that would head up to Marlette for the regional.
Gotcha.
And I would say that I would say Kingston's probably going to be the strongest team there. So we potentially the winner of our district would match up with them again. And we'd love that opportunity for it to be us.
So you have a lot of seniors. What's the rest of the makeup of your team? Is it pretty much just junior seniors? Do you have some underclassmen that are in the mix as well? What's the rest of the makeup look like?
Yeah, we're pretty well balanced. We had 17 girls come out at the beginning of the year. So pretty small group for a JV and varsity, but we decided to run a JV and varsity. And we, even with a few injuries, we were down to 14. So we've pretty much been playing 7 and 7 most of the year with kids, you know, moving back and forth with the 5-quarter rule. But we have a good balanced makeup. We have 2 juniors coming up next year as seniors. And then we have 5 sophomores and then a really big freshman group that's showing a lot of promise as well.
Excellent. Always helps when you have, you know, lined up even just a few kids in each class. It takes having 2, 3, 4 per class that you can just continue to build with year after year. And you talk about, especially at a small school, having that continuity. Talk about the advantage, going back to something you brought up earlier here in the interview, having a couple girls that have played together since third grade, and of course, Everest having the grade school component as well. Having girls that possibly have been playing together since they were in elementary school, talk about that advantage of getting them with that kind of chemistry already established.
Yeah, I think that this might be one of the first groups that I've had that's actually everybody's about stuck with it. So this is one of the first groups I think that I'm really seeing the benefits of that. You know, typically sometimes kids do go sport specific or they don't have the interest to play all 4 years, but this group in particular has stuck together, and it, I mean, chemistry wise, it's very evident. You can tell, and there's just things that you can teach. And then there's things that are innate nature that are reaction time and just, you know, going after it on the floor. So this group in particular does have a lot of that like natural competitiveness, and just, again, their chemistry as a team is really fun to watch this year.
For sure. Well, Coach, best of luck to you guys as you continue to go forward. Again, congratulations on the success that you've had this year. And as the state tournament approaches, wishing you guys good health and good fortune, and hopefully you can make a run in that regional and get some well-earned revenge and maybe make it to Breslin for that last weekend of the regular, well, not the regular season, but the last weekend of the season.
Yeah, we would love to do that. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Well, again, that's Coach Aaron Van Wagner, who joined us here on Inside CHSL. Coach David Scown from St. Catherine of Siena joins us next.
When you choose where to bank, do Catholic schools benefit? When you choose Alliance Catholic Credit Union, they do. Do business with a business that cares about the Catholic community. Join Alliance Catholic Credit Union today. Apply online in minutes at alliancecatholic.com. Alliance Catholic Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the Catholic High School League.
And we're so glad to have Coach David Scown on from St. Catherine of Siena with us. Coach, thanks so much for joining us here on Inside CHSL.
Oh, great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. Well, this is, if I'm correct, your third season as the head coach at St. Catherine of Siena. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And in that time, you've won two Catholic League championships, including most recently just this past weekend with a 67-41 win over Allen Park Cabrini. You took down Macomb Lutheran North in the semifinal on your way to reaching the championship game. So congratulations to your team on winning that. And just talk to us about what winning a championship like that, the momentum carries for your program.
Well, you know, it's when we go into the season and we have our goal setting sometime around Thanksgiving after tryouts, that is always the number one goal. We put, 100% emphasis, and even, starting coming up here, it's hard to believe the season's not over and we're already talking about open gyms in the summer. But we'll start talking about, getting back to wherever the championship may be, Callahan Hall in a lot of cases or whatever. We talk about getting back starting in June. It's the number one goal of the program. And I think the girls, once they get a taste of it, they just keep working hard, and it kind of feeds the younger people coming up that they want to not disappoint and get back as well.
Absolutely. And you talk about the goal of getting to a Callahan Hall or whichever venue it is to play in that championship game. Talk about the message of that, just being able to say, hey, we could showcase our team, our abilities, our school at one of these pretty nice venues, an elite venue of a Division I university. What's the incentive like for that for your girls as well, wanting to get back and being able to play in that kind of environment?
Well, that's what makes the Catholic League, besides a lot of things, so unique. It's absolutely an honor, and it's so unique. So many conferences just have a regular season title, and they don't have, the regular season meaning something for seeding, and then this great playoff system that always ends up at really just a first-class venue. So it really, really helps the motivation and really just a great reward for our girls when we're able to make it back there. Win or lose the championship game, obviously we always want to win it, but boy, is it an award and really a special day wherever they host it at.
So what's the makeup of your team? Do you have a lot of seniors? Is it pretty balanced, a younger team? What's your roster shaped out to be?
A younger team this year, to be honest with you. We got a real real special senior in Caitlin Griffin, who's been a four-year varsity player. We lost her last year about eight games into a broken wrist and surgery. So we lost her, and we kind of paid the price for losing her last year. But we start, we start Caitlin, who's just, I can't say enough about her, just a really, really special kid. Signed with Adrian to go play basketball up there with our point guard from last year, Hannah Lish. So can't wait to watch them do great things. And then we start two juniors and two sophomores, and the first two or three off the bench are freshmen. So we're relatively young.
So last year, 15-9, this year to date, 18-3. What's been the difference for your team this year to take a big step forward, to get back to a Catholic League championship game and win that, especially with a young core? What's been the difference?
Well, Caitlin, for one, that helps having her back. And then two, everyone, when Caitlin went down last year, we had kind of the same makeup, but we were playing two sophomores and two freshmen off the bench. So they just got, invaluable game experience last year. They were kind of thrown to the wolves, if you will, and really, really responded well. So they played more minutes than a lot of freshmen and a lot of sophomores probably would at a lot of programs. And because of that, we're kind of reaped the rewards this year because they were game ready and ready to go. And I'll be honest, not making it last year, and we kind of, we had some bumps along the road. These girls, the whole off season, starting in the summer and starting in the weight room, they took it to heart and they really, really got after it. So it's a complete credit to them. What a great group of young ladies.
And last year, you guys fell to Father Gabriel Richard in the district final. This year, it looks like you wouldn't have to see them until the quarterfinal. So what does your district look like? And then if you were to come out of your district, what would your regional look like? What would be your path to a playoff rematch with them?
Well, that would be ideal. We're in another tough district. We're up in Williamston, and we play them next Wednesday. Actually, we went and saw them last night. Very talented team, and he's got a great program up there. And then, if we're fortunate enough to beat Williamston next Wednesday, we will face a really, really good Hazlet team. So we've got our hands full, but looking forward to the challenge.
Absolutely. So we mentioned earlier it's your third season at St. Catherine of Siena, 55-14, your overall record, and obviously a program that had success prior as well. What was it like for you coming into a program that had established success and with a goal of wanting to elevate it? I mean, 22-2 in your first season, what was your approach and mindset coming in, to just build on the success that already had been established there?
Well, a few things. So I wasn't new to the program per se. I probably worked, and not probably, I worked for Coach Jen for 6 years as her assistant. So I was really familiar with the program, with the girls, and learned a ton from her. So when she retired or stepped away to spend more time with her young family, I was blessed enough to get the job. And then the first call I made was to a gentleman that I've been coaching with for years and years and years, John Galecki. And he agreed right away to join the staff, and I'll be honest, I just feel I got one of the best assistants in the state. He's absolutely wonderful. We think the same. He relates to the ladies very well. It's just a really, really good fit. So we didn't change a ton. We kept a lot of Coach Jen's traditions because I'll tell you what, she had the thing chugging along pretty good. We just tweaked it a little bit for our style, but overall, there wasn't a huge disruption, learning new processes or getting used to a whole new personality, because the girls had been around me for the last 6 years and kind of knew what to expect. We just kind of did a couple things differently, and took what she did well and what I learned from her, and kind of rolled with it.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, wishing you the best of luck as obviously the state tournament's upon us, and as you guys travel out to Williamston to start district play, congratulations again on your Catholic League championship, and really appreciate your time joining us here on the podcast, and good luck as you guys get going in the state tournament.
Really, really appreciate you having us. Thank you so much, and we look forward to the state tournament and seeing if we can't make some waves this year.
Again, that was Coach David Scown from St. Catherine of Siena.
Experience the perfect blend of tradition and community support with Buddy's Pizza, proudly sponsoring the Detroit Catholic High School League. For over 7 decades, Buddy's Pizza has been serving up Detroit's favorite square pizza, and now they're giving back to the community that has supported them. By partnering with the Detroit Catholic High School League, Buddy's Pizza is not only celebrating the spirit of competition, but also nurturing the values of teamwork, excellence, and camaraderie that define both the league and their iconic Detroit-style pizza. Join Buddy's Pizza in supporting local student athletes and savor the taste of Detroit's culinary heritage. Bite into a slice of tradition at Buddy's Pizza.
We really appreciate both coaches joining us here on this week's episode of Inside CHSL. Now it's time for our What to Watch For segment, and it's simple. Our focus is on boys hockey. They're deep into the playoffs now. On the day of record, we have several big regional final matchups. So some of these teams, by the time that you're hearing this, they'll already either have been eliminated or they'll have advanced to the state quarterfinals. But in Division II, Detroit Catholic Central, defending state champions, they take on Heartland, expected to be a great game in the regional final there. In Division II, Brother Rice takes on University of Detroit Jesuit, MIHL, Catholic League schools. That should be a fantastic matchup in Division II. And you've got several big matchups in Division III. You have Orchard Lake St. Mary's taking on Jackson Lumen Christie. You have De La Salle taking on Cranbrook. You have Riverview Gaber Richard taking on Country Day. The winner of Riverview Gaber Richard Country Day would take on the winner of De La Salle Cranbrook. So you might get another Catholic League versus Catholic League school matchup come the state quarterfinal in Division III. There. So a lot of great hockey this week. Definitely keep up to tune on that. And we look forward to seeing our Catholic League schools represent as they typically do at USA Hockey Arena that last weekend of the high school hockey season. That's going to do it for us on this week's episode of Inside CHSL. We thank the listeners for just bearing with me this week. Jeremy Otto, expected to be back on the podcast next week. We appreciate both of our guests that joined us today, Coach Van Wagner and Coach Scown from Everest and St. Catherine Siena, respectively. And best of luck to all of our Catholic League teams that are beginning or in pursuit of their state championship runs as the state tournaments are underway and are beginning as we transition from this week to next. We'll see you next time here on Inside CHSL.